brother. There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9. Presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Harold Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
All right. Hey, good morning, Jacksonville, and happy Saturday, Duval. Hey, we're back in the studio again. This is Larry Williams, your co-host of the Empowerment Hour, and then the whole gang is back today. Dr. Danforth, Richard Danforth, is here with us. Welcome back, Doc.
Well, it's good to be back.
All right, all
Thank
right.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good. It's great to be back.
And Jarman?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jarman. Welcome to the Empowerment Hour. I know we're having a little technical difficulties, but we'll get through it. Just keep talking. We got it all worked out, and things are going to be good. It's all right, Steve. We're good. So, Doc and Jarman, so what's going on? First of all, before we go into that, can we just have one moment of silence for the families of the students and the staff that was murdered over in the Parkland, Florida this week? That was such a tragic thing. And you know, as we have this moment of silence, it's a shame that we keep going through this. And, you know, we keep blaming everybody but putting the blame where it needs to be. And I'm just going to leave that at that. So we're going to have a moment of silence, so just bear with us. Okay, dead radio is not good, y'all, but that was worth it. So welcome, Doc. How you doing? How was the trip?
The trip was great.
Good.
It's good to... It's good to get away, but it's certainly great to come back. But while I was away, obviously we had some things happening here in Jacksonville,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
We're going to get into some of those here shortly.
Okay.
And it's you know, it's really sad. We've been talking about this past year the number of homicides that we've had in Jacksonville, and of course. In last year, we ended with 141 homicides, and the year before that, we had 120. So I've been checking the records to see what has transpired in January, and I noticed that normally January is a very high homicide incident rate,
mm-hmm.
but apparently we had only 9 homicides in January. Apparently. During the playoffs and whatever at the end of January, people were excited about the Jaguars and what was going on, and then we noticed that the homicides went out. So we need to encourage the Jaguars to play
year-round, right?
Year-round.
If
that's going to keep the crime down. But, you know, and as we lead into our show, you know, Marvin Gaye talks about what's going on. And,
absolutely.
You know, what we need is love. And I, you know, I'm just amazed at how we are approaching the situation down in Fort Lauderdale at Parkland,
mm-hmm.
In regards to the shooting there and, you know, blaming the FBI for not following through. And,
yes.
You know, but incidentally... during the massacre, the legislature was about to approve some additional action to make it easier for mentally ill people to acquire weapons. And let me just say one thing about this AR-15 that was used to murder these young people. This is the same weapon, the same type weapon that I used in Vietnam. The M-16... was Dego 2 weapon that was used. This is a military weapon that is designed to kill. It is designed to, once it enters your body, it tears up. It does not come out automatically. It goes other places before it exits the body. That's why there's so much damage, and that's why you have so much death associated with it. We need to come to grips with reality, and I don't know what else it's going to take. Prayer won't take it. I think people are going to have to man up and do what it is and get from under the NRA and reduce the number of powerful military weapons that, you know, that we have access to. We don't need all of that. So
yeah,
that's absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. And excuse me, and again, it's always interesting to get a perspective from someone who served in the military and has, valuable information about the types of weapons that are out here and available on the streets. So we have a special guest in the studio. We're going to bring them on in the second segment of our show, Brandy Williamson. And Brandy, welcome, and we're going to get to you shortly. Jarman, what's going on with you this morning?
Yes, good morning, Jacksonville. Just enjoying this weather. Like we talked about, this feels like beach weather. I want to be waking up
on the
beach.
I brought it back.
Share some of this lovely weather that we're having. Just had a wonderful meeting over in our North Beaches area, over the Daytona area on yesterday. So just glad about the growth of our providers. And I see here that in Florida there's a bill that may be passed to allow bullied students to go to private school. So maybe this kid that did the shooting, maybe he had some issues. Maybe he was bullied. You know, kids deal with a lot of pressures and a lot of things that are going on in the schools. But if a child is bullied in public school, there's a proposal being put on the table to allow them to receive a voucher for their parents to enroll them in private school.
How are they going to prove that they were bullied?
They just say it, I guess.
See, that's just, I don't want to go into that, but that's a whole other subject.
Okay, so what about
that?
Thanks
for sharing that, though.
It could be helpful for some children, though, if they
are
truly bullied. Well,
wait. Now, what happens if you're bullied in City Hall?
I don't know. There needs to be some proposals put on the table so something can take place, I guess.
Well, that's a loaded question, but I can tell you one thing. The council for the city has already said that there was nothing there to follow up on. You know, at least you could have made it look like it was some research done on that before you concluded that nothing happened. You know, and I'm going to leave that at that right there, okay? But, you know, sometimes being bullied, you know, it's not necessarily that one has to have contact with the person. You can bully people verbally and emotionally, and that's just as harmful as it is being touched.
And even cyberbullying, emails, Facebook
Absolutely.
Posts, things like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to get here to a break pretty soon, but I wanted to make sure that we highlighted a couple of things that we're going to expound on as we go through the show. On February 24th at the Jacksonville Public Library, the Jacksonville Urban League is going to celebrate their 7th celebration of the year, and it's going to be a gala, and the gala is going to be featuring Regina Bell, and I believe we're going to have some special awards and so forth that's going to be presented at the event, and there are tickets still available, so if you're interested in, you know, going out, dressing up, it's a black tie affair,
right.
I'm having my tuxedo sent out, and sent to the cleaners, I should say, because, you know, we don't wear it but once a year. But anyway, so there's going to be, a great event. There's going to be dancing, food, and Regina Bell, a band. It's going to be a fantastic event, and I think we're going to have someone from the Urban League board call in and tell us a little bit more about that as we move forward. We also have coming up on March 1st, the first Thursday, Jacksonville, is going to present its Let's Get Started, Winning in Business 2018. It's going to have an excellent lineup of successful startup business and successful business owners. And they're going to share their stories about the challenges and their success. So the public is welcome, and it's going to be held at in the conference room of the Jacksonville Urban League. So we're good to go with that. Anything else with Doc you want to say?
Well, just briefly on the 70th anniversary, we've been working with entrepreneurs, small business owners during the course of the year, and what I want to do is offer up a few of our entrepreneurs that are now successful from the counseling and the support that we provided to them. I'm going to offer them an opportunity to come to the celebration on next week.
Wow.
All right. So
awesome.
Just give me a call on that and let's make that,
call,
that happen.
All right.
I like that call. I'm calling you, Doc.
Okay. You're calling me, Doc.
Thank you. All right.
Well, you know, Doc, that's awesome. And you know, these are things that Urban League has been doing now for 70 years. I think you guys are in your 71st year, if I'm correct. And,
yes.
And you know, Urban League has been doing good work, you know, for 70-plus years. And you know, this is an opportunity for you to come out and you know, show your patronage and your support for the Jacksonville Urban League as they celebrate 70 years of success here in the Jacksonville area in North Florida. They serve more than just Jacksonville. They serve Duval County and North Florida. They serve anywhere where there's a need. And so we're going to talk about that more, and then we're going to, in the next segment, we're going to bring in Brandy Williamson, and we're going to talk about sex.
That's all you can say,
abstinence.
Isn't it?
Okay.
Sex and abstinence. Okay. So
both. Okay. But I knew I'd get everyone's attention if I said sex. So this is Praise 107.9, the Empowerment Hour. Larry Williams, your co-host, along with Dr. Richard Danford in studio. Back, welcome back, Doc, Ed, Jarman Leitner, and Brandy Williamson, along with Steve handling the boards for us.
we do.
Welcome back to the Empowerment Hour. This is Larry Williams, your co-host, along with Dr. Richard Danford, Doc, and Jarman Leitner. And we want to encourage the listeners, we're going to have a guest on if you're interested in calling in. The telephone number is 904-296-2251, 296-2251. And, you know, I kind of teased you guys a little bit before we went to break that, you know, we're going to be having a conversation about sex, and actually we will, but there's going to be more about a program that's here in Jacksonville that addresses abstinence. And with that being said, we're going to have Jarman and Brandy talk to us about the Brandy, if you can come over a little bit, slide this way. Yes, there you go. This is tough radio when we're trying to slide around and move around. But anyways, Jarman and Brandy, what's going on with sex?
Yes, today we're talking about sex in the city and the city of Jacksonville. So it's a topic that you know, some people try to, you know, shy away from, but others maybe not so much. And the program that Brandy is representing today is the Sexual Risk Avoidance Program.
Yes.
Welcome, Brandy, and tell the listeners a little bit about this program that you're involved with.
Well, good morning, everyone. The Sexual Risk Avoidance Program is a program funded by the Florida Department of Health in Duval County, and it's basically, it's an abstinence-based program. And we service youth in after-school programs and summer camps at any churches. Anywhere there's youth groups that want the information about how teens can be abstinent and finding different ways to show love outside of sexual activity. And then we also provide parent workshops for any parents out there or youth-serving adults that want to talk about how to talk to teens about sex, kind of like the do's and don'ts of sexual activity. So we tell parents, don't use slang, just be a parent. And then we just, you know, we want parents to just be open and honest. So if you were a teen parent, talk to your teen about that, maybe the difficulties of that, so they understand that having a baby is not a baby doll.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So you say you begin with children ages 11, so that's in middle school. So
yes.
You're seeing children as young as middle school or even younger that are having, that are engaging in sexual activity.
Yes, we start in middle school because, just, you know, statistics have just shown that the ideas of sex are not as great in middle school as they are when you become in high school, because in high school you're, you know, puberty, your hormones are raging, you know, everybody's growing and expanding. So in middle school it's a great time to, them over there, I wish you could see their faces. It's a great time to just talk about abstinence. You get a little bit more buy-in. And we also encourage parents to start talking to their kids, you know, just about their body parts, how their bodies are changing, and to use proper terminology,
yes,
when discussing their body.
Yes.
I can't tell you the number of teens I talk to who are 15 and 16 and still call their body parts flowers and hoo-has, and I'm like, that's not a medical term.
Yes.
When you see your
pediatrician. Wait. What's a hoo-ha?
That's what I want to know. So, you know.
I know we have some age differences.
Right. Hey, thank you. I was about to say a flower.
Yes.
Does that apply to the birds and the bees, or is that something like that?
It's the female genital area.
Oh,
some
okay.
young ladies call it a flower, and I'm like, it is not a flower. We're going to use proper terminology. It's also a safety issue, because if a child is being abused in different ways, we want that child to be able to articulate what is happening.
Absolutely.
Because what is the verbiage in your household may not be conducive for verbiage in a different area.
Yes.
So. Absolutely. And you also you speak with parents as well. So do you speak with parents separate from the children, or do you speak with them together as a group?
What I try to do is speak with parents separately because, one, we already know that if I'm talking to a group of teens and their parents are there, they're not going to be open. Okay. So they're not going to ask the kind of questions they want to know. So I try to talk to parents separately so if they have questions, we can talk about it. I had one parent who was very open and honest about their teen who had engaged in sexting, you know, sending pictures to someone else and just the ramifications of that. And so that's what I share with other teens. And basically what the situation was is young lady sent him a picture, and he knew that this young lady was dating someone else. So he sent that picture to that young man and said, hey, don't do this. This is what your partner is doing to me. And it just went from there.
Wow.
But he was the one who got initially in trouble because he forwarded that
right.
that image. And
right. So that image was her in a bathing suit or something?
I don't know. I didn't ask, but I know it was something inappropriate.
Okay.
if the officials had to get involved. So
yes.
And that's what I definitely talked to the young people about, is not sending inappropriate pictures, because once they're out, even if you delete it, you can't take it back.
Right.
It's out there for the world.
There's no such thing as delete. Once you hit send, it's out there for the whole world to see. So
absolutely.
Be aware, be well aware in anything, not just in this, but anything that you post, emails, text messages, going on different sites, you can't take it back. Once you hit send, it's done.
And that's even for adults, too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm not being discriminatory. I'm talking about everybody doing everything on the Internet.
Yes.
So, you know, just be aware and well aware.
And on their phones.
And Brandy, are there specific areas? I know this is a part of the Duval Public Schools program, isn't it?
No. The Duval County Public Schools, they have their own curriculum that they teach.
Okay, great.
So for the middle schools, they teach draw the line, respect the line.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's based on the different grades, and they do different things talking about just the different things that they have. So we work in the after-school programs.
Okay.
Because our language and our curriculum is a little bit different. So that's why we focus on after-school programs. We focus on the youth groups. If churches will allow us to come in, we'll talk to churches. So that's where we are.
Okay. Are there specific areas that are more prevalent that with the abstinence programs? I mean, in different geographic areas of Jacksonville?
I wouldn't say different geographic areas, because there's just so many youth that are in our schools. So it just depends on where we're allowed to come in. So because Area 4 is Duval County, Clay County, Baker, St. John's, and Nassau County.
Mm-hmm.
So each district may, all of them are more abstinence-based, but it just depends on, again, the verbiage. So that's why we have to go to different groups.
Okay.
So in our schools, they have what we call a youth risk behavior survey that's done every 2 years, and it's self-reported by teens. So they fill out a survey that says, this is what I'm engaging in. They get nothing to do it. It's just something that's put out there. So in 2015, it was just saying that 1 in 4 high school students reported current sexual activity, but it's still a decrease from 2013, which is great. So we want our students to not engage in sexual activity. But when we talk about sex, and I do have to say this, most people think vaginal sex.
Mm-hmm.
There are other forms of sexual activity. So what our program does is we lay that out, because
mm-hmm.
what I define as sex, a teen may say, well, that's not sex to
right.
me.
Right, absolutely.
And but we talk about it and we say, but there's still possible negative outcomes from those different activities.
Yes.
And we go into what those are. And then we explain that to parents as well, of why we use certain verbiage.
So is that the same thing as stopping on Phillips Highway?
Yes. Yes, that is
well,
the same thing.
Well, Brandy, your program focuses on interactive activities, and you encourage relationship building, teen and adult communication, and also, you know, pregnancy prevention and HIV awareness. Is there a cost for the services to the community?
It's absolutely free. Absolutely free. If we're from the Florida Department of Health, it's free. And the reason why I'm really behind it is, out of all 50 states, Florida ranks number one, is having the highest rates of new infections of HIV.
Really?
So on February 7th, we just celebrated National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day in Duval County, where we tested well over 145 people.
Okay. So look, Brandon, we're going to come back mm-hmm. and complete your interview in the next segment. We're going to have to take a break. This is Praise 107.9 FM. If you're listening, you have questions for Brandy, Doc, Jarman, or myself, The number is 296-2251. That's area code 904. Love to hear from you guys. We love our listeners, and we want to make sure that you all are participating in the program and having as much fun as we are here on the air. So this, again, Praise 107.9, the Empowerment Hour. Welcome. Hey, we're back. This is Larry Williams, a co-host, along with Dr. Richard Danford and Jarman Leitner. And we have a guest in our studio this morning. And if you're calling in, you want to call in, if we're sorry about the call that we just missed. So call back in. The number is 296-2251. Promise to get you on the air. We're going to go back to Brandy and Jarman. And I know a lot of you are asking the question of how can they get in touch with you about this fantastic program?
And the way to get in touch with me is you can call my office phone, and that's 904-253-2486. That's my office phone. Or you can reach me by email, which is always best. And that's Brandi, B-R-A-N-D-I, dot Williamson, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S-O-N, at flhealth.gov. That's the best way to reach me. And we had a caller during the break. And so if you are interested in any parent workshops, I normally do those as a group instead of an individual basis, as well as the youth groups. Everything is group-based. So, again, if you have a church home or any kind of parent organizations or even your business, you may say, hey, people at my job need to hear about this. I'm more than willing to come out to wherever you are.
Okay, great. And, Brandi, you are a certified sexual risk avoidance educator. Is that correct?
Yes.
And in the program, is it, you know, one session, you know, two sessions? How many sessions does the program actually last?
Okay, that's great. For the youth groups, that is 8 sessions, and we have 2 different curriculums that we use. So it's 8 sessions, and they're an hour each. And for the parent workshops, it's only 1 hour. And so the parent workshops, I really just base it off of whatever that parent needs. So if there's questions about human trafficking, I will bring in speakers for that as well. So we work hand-in-hand with Drug Free Duval and different organizations. So if it's something I'm not an expert in, I will definitely bring in speakers for that group of parents.
And you mentioned off the air, we kind of joked about this acronym for LOVE that you use in the context with our teens, because they just don't understand what love truly is. And you all break it down as legs open very easily, because you see some teenagers who have met someone and only known them for a week or two, and they feel like they're in love, and they equate that with sex. How do you address that to the teenagers who think like that?
And that is a Miss B, a Miss Brandi. You know, that's my saying.
Okay.
So that's not the curriculum. That's my saying. But
okay.
I tell the young people, if you met someone and you started dating, you started liking someone, and even adults, and you're 2 weeks in, 3 weeks in, and they're throwing that word love out, I tell them, I said, step back and look at the context of how they're using it and the reason behind them using it. And then I also ask them to define what love means to them. Because sometimes people will say, I love you, because they know the walls open, everything opens, and and I can get certain things from you if I tell you I love you.
Right.
So, I just tell them to take their time and be in a relationship, because the first 3 months of being in a relationship is interview period anyway.
Right. Okay, well, Brandi, do we have a caller, Steve? Caller, you on the air? Caller, are you on the air? Yeah, I guess we're not on the air. All right. So we're going to wrap up again. Thank you, Brandi, for coming in
to
the studio this morning and sharing with us. You know, it's always good to talk about, you know, things that people are uncomfortable talking about. And I think we're going to move on now to getting back to some of the hot topics here in Jacksonville. And you know, there's a lot going on down in City Hall and in and around City Hall, Dr. Danford. As we, you came back, I guess you not only brought the good weather back, but it sounds like you brought a lot of controversy down in City Hall also.
No.
So you taking credit for that too?
Well, I guess it depends. I guess it depends on who's saying it's a controversy. But obviously, we did have a situation where one of our administrative assistants accused the chief administrative officer of harassing, of bullying, some things inappropriately, and of course the mayor's office investigated it. That is, the general counsel's office investigated, and by the way, the general counsel's office reports to the mayor, and they of course interviewed the two employees in the mayor's office, and so the general counsel concluded that there were no laws broken in terms of the altercation.
They said laws.
Yeah.
Doc, it was amazing how quickly they could come to a conclusion that no laws were broken and that everything was above board. And I think this happened
early last week, and they've already reached a resolution that nothing inappropriate happened. I mean, that's kind of a quick rush to judgment, if you ask me.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, when an employee feels that inappropriate behavior has occurred and you file a complaint, I mean, who do you file a complaint to? It seems to me that city government is set up in such a way that everyone reports directly to the mayor. So
yes.
If you have a complaint against someone in the mayor's office that's high up, then generally nothing will happen. I mean, if you look at the ethics office, if you look at the inspector general's office, if you look at the general counsel's office, the Human Rights Commission, the Equal Opportunity Commission, all of these entities that are responsible for protecting the public and employees, and bottom line is that they report to the mayor.
Absolutely.
So is there really a due process? You know, we've had instances where, employees have used city resources inappropriately.
That's
and, of
right,
course,
though.
It has been deemed that no negative behavior occurred with that. So my problem with the whole situation is that what we're seeing is a lack of respect, a lack of human respect toward individuals, and in this case, particularly toward a female. I think that there's an air, and this is my own personal opinion, I think there is a bullying air in City Hall, and people are afraid to say things,
absolutely.
Afraid that they're going to lose their jobs. They'll talk to each other. They'll talk to in inappropriate ways, condescending ways. So as well as you can stare at a person and look
mm-hmm.
down on a person based on, based on who they are. But I think that we need all of us to be respectful of the situation. We have a problem with.
No, go ahead, Todd. We'll get him in a sec.
Yeah. So. What we need to do is hold our elected officials accountable, and we need to have a work environment, where people are free to express themselves and to be respected. And I see in the paper this morning where the Times Union says that the city council president was out of line, not allowing the mayor to speak. As it relates to what's going on with the JEA, I think we all have some issues with this. I think it's about, again, respect. Who runs the city council office?
Yep.
I think the mayor runs the mayor's office. The president runs the city council's office.
Okay.
So,
Doc, can you hold those
sure.
For a moment? We're going to take a break so we can get some things fixed behind the scenes here. This is Praise 107.9. FM, this is the Empowering Hour, and the skillet is hot this morning, so we'll be back.
The ultimate gospel experience, the new Praise 107.9.
I want you to search me, Lord.
That this would be the moment that our soul would be forgiven. She said, oh, Lord. out one energy drink that'll make you feel this good.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
All right, we're back. This is Praise 107.9 FM in the Empowerment Hour. This is Larry Williams, your co-host, along with Dr. Richard Danforth and Jarman Leitner. Welcome back, and we're having phone difficulties again today, so bear with us. You know, if you call in, we'll give you information offline, but in the meantime, we're going to get prepared because this is our final segment, and we're over time here anyways in that last segment, but we're going to go into the, oh, well, I guess we can't. So we're going to just go back to the hot skillet because we can't take calls this morning. We're going to go to the Entrepreneur's Corner, but just a quick reminder before we get back to the skillet. The Jacksonville Urban League is hosting their 70th celebration next Saturday, a week from today, and the main branch of the library downtown. Regina Bell is the featured artist, and they are looking forward to your attendance, and I think tickets are still available at the Urban League. You can go online and get the information, and we'll ask Dr. to share that in a moment. But also mark your calendars, March the 1st at 5:30 p.m. at the Jacksonville Urban League. Also is the Let's Get Started Winning in Business 2018, and we're going to feature about five entrepreneurs and business owners who have had success through the Urban League's Entrepreneur Program as well as in general. I know that one of the confirmed presenters is a young man who's run his insurance company now for about 30 years and been very successful. He's a member of First Thursday Jacksonville, and that's Jim Love. He has a State Farm deal, and I'm sure Jim is listening. And, you know, we look forward to seeing you on the 1st, Jim, 5:30 p.m., and bring your elevator speech. And, you know, the best thing about First Thursday is that everyone gets a chance to participate in the program, even though we have featured guests. You are our special guest. So on the next, on March 1st, we'll welcome you.
And these events are both bully-free, right? It's a bully-free zone.
Yes, they're bully-free. They're bully-free. And Doc is itching to get back to his deal about the what's going on down at City Hall. And Doc, you know, as I'm reading his headline saying Broche was out of line at the meeting, you know, I've been hearing things, you know, along the way the last few days, Doc, about, you know, at, you know, folks saying, well, you know, the council president should end the feud with the mayor. And you know, who said that was a feud going on? Those sounds like words from, you know, someone who's pro-Mayor Curry and not, you know, thinking about the whole situation. It takes two if you're going to have a feud, and I haven't heard or seen anything publicly that City Council President Broche has said that indicates that she's feuding with the mayor.
Well, I don't know what's happening with this one city, one Jacksonville.
If you're going along the party lines.
If you're going along, well, I tell you, I am concerned about the divisiveness that is occurring in our community.
Absolutely.
And we're seeing it playing out not only on a national level, but now on a local level here. With our mayor and with the city council president. But then when you look, it is my understanding that the mayor called several of our black council people out to Garrett Dennis' district without inviting him to the Potter's house to eat some chicken and chitlins.
And some ribs. Only thing missing was watermelon.
So we're talking about how do you bring this community together when you are dividing our representation? I mean, our city is being hurt by people who call themselves representing us,
mm-hmm.
and now I hear that one of our council people now is jumping to run for the state legislature. I mean, what in the heck is going on in their district? I mean, how do you talk about what's going on in the Northwest Quadrant, but you down on Normandy Boulevard. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Absolutely.
Okay, and so we need to deal with the divisiveness that's taking place and how our elected officials are being used. They are being used, okay, for the other agenda. We need people elected in this city to serve the people that elect them.
Absolutely.
Okay, and so...
And, Doc,
you know,
in those districts that where the business is occurring, you know, we have septic tanks instead of, quality infrastructure. You know, people's not
you
connected
have the,
to the city.
You have the plantation. That's what you have. Okay? And so these folk plantation workers are overseers.
Is that what they are?
I don't know, but I'm saying, do you tell me what is going on in some of these underserved communities?
Absolutely.
With crime, no economic development, no jobs, the schools, our kids aren't learning,
schools,
they're having sex, we're having all of these babies, left and right. I'm saying, what in the world is happening?
Well, Doc,
you can't pray this out. We've got to do more than pray.
Yeah, you got to get
faith
off
without works is dead. So
thank
you have
you,
to move.
You
have
thank
to move. There are actions behind your words. We have to put deeds to our words. So there is something that needs to be done, Dr. Danford.
And you know, it's not going to get any better if we keep acquiescing. You know, you can't just go along to get along. You know, and there are many questions that are being. Aren't being answered. There are many questions being asked, though, you know, and we can't get any answers because, you know, we've reached out to the mayor's office and asked them to come on the air and participate, but, you know, we haven't gotten any response. So it's at the end of the day, what can we do as a community? We need to work together, don't let the divisiveness conquer you. You know, all of us have minds of our own. We know what's going on, and if you're closing your eyes and you're being silent in your responses, then that means that you are going along with the program. And, you know, if you're afraid of losing your job or not getting that grant, guess what? These folks might not be in power the next time.
Well,
you're
not going to get a grant anyway.
So, doctor, you ain't going to get a grant anyways. But, you know, the bottom line again, you know, let's go down and challenge people at City Hall. You know, the City Council holds meetings on Tuesdays, and you have an opportunity to go down and speak, you know, be heard. So let's do that. Let's use the mechanisms that are available to us. And we have to get into the process. We need to start participating. You can't make decisions sitting over there on Normandy Street. You need to be down at City Hall. And until we get down to City Hall, we're going to always have these challenges. And as Doc pointed out, you know, these things are happening right now. This is not 1960. This is 2018, and we're still dealing with the same challenges that we were dealing with back then. So, you know, put your boots on or whatever you need to do. Go down to City Hall and let them know that you're not happy. You're not happy with not having connections to the city's sewer and water. You know, septic tanks. I mean, you know, God, I had septic tanks when I was growing up. This was back in the 60s.
In Georgia. Right. Well, you're in Georgia. You're in North Georgia.
South Georgia. Okay. But, you know, that being what it may... Hey, this
I'm from Georgia.
The great people come from Georgia.
That's right.
But we're going to get ready to close. Domin, you have...
Well, it just sounds like, you know, we just need more positive leadership. You know, we need people who are going to do what's right. And we have to just be wise as residents of the community, wherever we live, to elect the officials that are going to put more positive infrastructure and programs in place and not be out for themselves and cause all this drama.
All right. So, but, you know, you can't elect people unless you get off your butt and go down and vote. Okay, and so we need to make sure that we're going to do that. Hey, this is Praise 107.9 FM. This
Have
is the
a great
Empowerment
week.
Hour. Jamin, Doc, Brandy, thanks for coming in, Sex in the City. But, hey, we'll see you next Saturday, okay? We're going to have a great time next Saturday at the Urban League's 70th gala celebration. So we're going to make sure that if you haven't gotten your tickets, go online and find the Jacksonville Urban League.
Call us over there at 723-4009.
Absolutely.